Yo, what up, street talk, street gods, street vlogs? Dirk in the house.
Chill with Sen. Andrew, you love it, dude. Throwing some rocks into some ricochet. Yeah, Jadis here. Alright, the thought. How to become a better photographer, or what does it mean to become a better photographer? How to become a better street photographer, etc. So, currently, I kind of broke my old Lumix. I'm shooting this on the Lumix G9. Yeah, surprisingly good camera. I dropped my camera, and then the focusing to infinity doesn't work anymore on the Leica Lumix 12mm 1.4 lens with 24mm equivalent. I recently picked up this Lumix 14mm spherical f2.5 lens, pancake lens, only $200 on Amazon. And it's like so clutch in so far much as it's just so small. Like it is, it looks like a lens cap. It's like the smallest lens I've ever seen. And yeah, like it's, I think it's really critical that, certainly if you use a bigger lens, the image quality or the resolution sharpness, you know, bokeh or whatevs, resolution's better. But still, I think at the end of the day, the best optimization is towards the smallest camera, the smallest lens, and the lightest thing possible. And this is where I still think Micro Four Thirds has such a good future for photography, because Lumix, Panasonic Lumix, still making new cinema cameras, new G9, there's G9 Mark II out. And even a Micro Four Thirds sensor, the image quality is still way better than shooting on an iPhone, even if it's the newest iPhone Pro or whatever. And I think there's something about a standalone digital camera which is still superior to like an iPhone or a smartphone, insofar much as the in-camera JPEG settings are far more sublime, ergonomics are superior, way faster, autofocus is better, physical shutter button, Nungzoi, go flat. And also just making it handheld. We're gonna like quick to change the exposure settings, the exposure comp settings with the physical buttons, with jog dials or whatever's. So yeah, I still think there's a good future ahead for photography, video, vlogging, etc. Standalone cameras. And yeah, so I would definitely say the Lumix 14mm f2.5 is probably 28mm equivalent. It's probably the world's best, or the photography world's best kept secret, I think. And it's a version 2, which is always a good sign. And also, insofar much as where you live, I think, is actually really critical for photography, street photography, etc. So, just moved to Culver City. Freaking love it. LA is great. This new platform, vlogging this at this new platform thingy, and also downtown Culver City is lit. I'm gonna do more workshops, street photography workshops down here. It just depends on what your passion in life is. If your passion is photography, street photography, it seems that the best thing you could do is, pay the extra money and rents, whatever's. Live in an extremely desirable downtown location close by. Photography is part of your street photography lifestyle. So always have your camera with you, in your bag, your fanny pack, your wallet, your backpack, shoulder pack, whatevs. The G9 with the Lumix 14mm f2.5 with the Henri wrist strap, just the OG one, is a really good setup. Super small. What? Again, Chayam. Okay, I'll just see. Oh, what do you have, Moise? Oh. What do you have, Moise? Are you okay? Too strong power, flex. Yeah, so just make photography part of your lifestyle and your life. And treat photography like breathing.